It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103, WAKO.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium, the site today of Lawrenceville Indian Basketball. As the Indians look for win number one on the year, they take on the Olney Tigers in a Little Illini Conference battle here in the Basketball Capital Classic. Time now for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson's alongside. Glad you're with us. Well, a rough day for the Indians. Yesterday on day one of the BCC here at the Lawrenceville site, the Indians lost to Fairfield 62-57. And then last night lost a tough game, a game in which they could have won, according to head coach Randy Bishop, with a little better play down the stretch as the Indians were tied by Salem at the end of regulation. Then the Wildcats had the better play in overtime and picked up a 65-59 victory. So the Tribe find themselves on the short end of an 0-2 record. They'll take on the Olney Tigers here in this contest. Olney is 1-1. Olney won its opening game. They beat Salem 59-33 yesterday in game one and lost to Fairfield 59-52 in game two. Earlier here in overtime, that's the reason we're starting this a little late, it was Salem losing to Fairfield 71-63 in overtime. So the Mules come through unscathed here at the Lawrenceville site. They are the Lawrenceville champions, and they'll face Tuitopolis for the championship. Tuitopolis a winner over Red Hill earlier today at Bridgeport, 63-32. The Wooden Shoes go through the Red Hill site unblemished. So we do know the championship game. It'll be T-Town and Fairfield at 8 o'clock tonight. Tuitopolis, the defending tournament champion.
And Bill? An intriguing matchup there, Steve, because T-Town has won this tournament 11 times, finished second four times. They're now 69-10 in Cap Classic play. Of course, they're departing, won't be back next year. So they're going to be playing in the championship game in their final trip here. And for Fairfield, believe it or not, Steve, they've been in this tournament a long, long time. They've never been to the championship game before this year. Fairfield is now 21-35 overall in the Basketball Capital Classic. Traditionally, Fairfield will start their season here slowly, poorly, get up to a poor start in the Capital Classic, and somehow they always wind up with 20 wins under Coach McElravy. So one can only wonder what might happen if they get off to a good start, how good a team they might have, what kind of good season they may have after getting off to a good start here in the Capital Classic. I would say, though, they will be a prohibitive underdog in tonight's matchup with the Wooden Shoes.
Bill, what do you think about this game, the Indians and the Olney Tigers?
Well, you know, it's time for the Indians to get over the hump. They have made a change in the starting lineup. Noah Weger is out of the lineup, the junior, in favor of the senior R.J. Nelms, who seemed to give the Tribe a bit of a pickup off the bench last night. We'll see how that shakes out. I'm sure Weger will be in there early and often, just trading places with Nelms, basically. You know, the Indians really do need to get a win, Steve. If they're going to have any chance at all at a 500 season, this would be an important one to pull off. Olney's always pretty good, though. Coach Flanagan over there on their sidelines is pretty wily, and you know he'll have something up his sleeve to for the Indians today.
All right, that's been the pregame show brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the play-by-play. It's the Lawrenceville Indians and the Olney Tigers. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
This is the fresh sound of Light favorites you've been waiting for too long. It's here now. Light 103, WAKO FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Back at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball on Light 103, the Indians and the Alney Tigers. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Indian basketball brought your way by People's State Bank with mortgages, mobile banking, and more. They're your community bank. And also by WTHI-TV, depend on News 10, WTHI, for news, weather, and sports coverage you can count on. Here are the starting lineups for this contest. First of all, for the visitors, will be the Lawrenceville Indians on the scoreboard. The Indians should never be a visitor on their home floor.
I agree with you that wholeheartedly. That's simply confusing for the fan who comes here a lot to see the Indians be the visitor on the scoreboard. It's crazy.
I realize this is a neutral tournament, neutral thing, but it's only natural to have the home team be the home team and the visiting team be the visiting team, especially when it's the host team. That doesn't take that much to get that figured out.
Okay. You can get off your soapbox
okay.
Now, Steve.
All right.
Get on with the broadcast.
There's my soapbox point for the day. Indians will start. Connor Odell, the 6-foot senior, number 3. R.J. Nelms, as Bill mentioned, in the starting lineup. First start for R.J. of the young season. He's a 6'2 senior, number 5. Zeus Marsh in the starting lineup, the 6'2 senior, number 10. Jordan Jones in the starting lineup, the 6-foot junior, number 32. And Blaine Winningham will be in the starting lineup. He's the 6'3 junior, number 33. So again for the Indians, it's Odell, Nelms, Marsh, Jones, and Winningham. Again, the Indians are the visitors on the scoreboard here. For the Alney Tigers, head coach Rob Flanagan, one of my favorite people to talk to, basketball in the years, great coach. They'll start. Number 4 is kid, Braden Flanagan, 5'10", 140-pound sophomore, number 4. Also starting, number 11, Dakota Brown. He's a 5'11", 165-pound senior. Brent Hatton, the veteran in the lineup, 6'5", 210-pound senior, number 23. Big guy in the lineup today, Bill. Number 24 is Zach Duenas. Duenas, D-U-E-N-A-S. He's a 6'8", 165-pound sophomore. And there he is being introduced, number 24. And Sutton Dunn in the lineup. He's a veteran of many wars. Sutton Dunn, 6'2", 205-pound senior. So again, for the Tigers of Rob Flanagan, it's Flanagan, Brown, Hatton, Duenas, and Dunn. And the Indians winless, 0-2. Alney with a victory over Salem, 59-33 yesterday. Lost last night to Fairfield, 59-52. Tigers in the home white uniforms, black numerals and the orange and black trim. Indians in the traveling red uniforms with the white numerals, red, white trim.
Boy, yep. Alney with a bigger team than I've ever seen. They've got the 6'8 kid and the 6'5 guy in there.
Here's the tap control by Duenas, and the Tigers will go on the attack. Here's Dakota Brown, picked up by Odell in the man-to-man, left side on the wing. Now back out front to Dakota Brown in the right corner to Hatton. Back top of the key to Flanagan. Now on the baseline, a drive and a floater from about 15 up and in by Dakota Brown. 2-0 Alney. Tigers with some man-to-man pressure. Flanagan against Odell as he brings it across the timeline between the circle dribble. Now left wing to Nelms. RJ top of the key to Marsh. Zeus lets a long jumper go top of the key. No good. Long rebounds goes to Hatton. Hatton to Brown on the baseline. Here's Flanagan to the hole. Lays it up and in. Flanagan, not a big guy, but he took the baseline strongly and went to the hole. And it's 4-0 Tigers. 7 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Odell to Nelms. Nelms between the circles. Guarded out there by Brown. Nelms left side to Marsh. Goes left baseline. Duenas got a hand on it. Knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Jordan Jones signals play number 1 into Marsh in the left corner. Back out front to Nelms. Now in the left corner to Jones. Jones dribbling between the circles. Right side on the wing to Odell. Now between the circles to Nelms. Left side to Marsh. Takes the left baseline. Loses it out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. Indian turnover. And the Tribe trail 4-0. 6:38 to go here in the opening quarter at the Basketball Capital Classic. Lawrenceville site game two. Indians in a zone. Looks like a 2-3 zone. They feed it to the baseline to Dunn. Now to Hatton. Hatton in the deep right corner. Back out front to Brown. Now to Hatton. Three-pointer on the way by the left-hander. Is off the mark. No good. And the loose ball rebound to Marsh. Off to Odell. Across the timeline come the Tribe. Here's Jones deep on the right wing. Right baseline to Winningham. Winningham taking the basket. Ball to the basket. Has it blocked away from behind. But there's Marsh to clean up and lay the ball back in. Zeus Marsh with the first Indian basket. 4-2. Only 5:53 to go here in the first quarter of play. Hatton on the left wing. Feeds it left baseline to Dunn. That's Sutton Dunn. Double team. Dribbles away from the double team to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Battle for the loose ball. And a rebound brought down by Blaine Winningham. Quickly up court to Nelms. Lets the traffic clear. RJ now to Odell. Odell left side of the lane. Winningham lets a 18-footer go. Got it. Blaine Winningham ties the game at four. Four straight points by the Indians. And it's with 5:20 to go, 4-4. Hatton, top of the key to Brown. Right side to Flanagan. Missed a three-pointer from the right side. Battle for the rebound and muscling it away was Sutton Dunn. And a foul charged on the Indians. Dunn just wanted that ball a little more than the Indian player did. And a foul charged on the Tribe.
Fouls on Winningham, Steve. He was in foul trouble both yesterday afternoon and last night. And he's picked up the first foul of the game here. 5:08 play, opening quarter. Let's keep him out of foul trouble today.
Hatton looking to get it in. Does out front to Brown, to go to Brown. Off to Flanagan. He'll set up a play against this Indian zone. Flanagan, left side on the wing to Brown, a corner, Dunn, jumper up and in. Sutton Dunn, about a 15-footer from the left baseline. Sutton Dunn, 6'2 senior, 6'4 only. Odell across the timeline to Marsh at the top of the key. Zeus leaves it off there for Jones. Long three is good. Jordan Jones from the top of the key. A three ball. And the Indians lead 7-6 for the first time today. Here's Brown. Top of the key to Flanagan. Duenas inside. Now to Dunn on the left baseline. Back to Hatton. Right side to Brown. Top of the key to Flanagan. There's Hatton again. Open three-pointer up and in. Can't leave that guy open. Hatton, a left-hander. Something good about him, I knew. 6'5", 210-pounder. He's left-handed. 9-7, Tigers. Between the circle dribble is Jones. Guarded by Hatton in the man-to-man. Here's a switch now, and Jones is in trouble. Has the ball taken away by Hatton. Feeds it now to Brown, who lay it up and in. Brown and Hatton with the double team in the steal. And Ollie leads by four, 11-7. 3:49 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Odell has the ball stripped away. Stripped away by Flanagan, who lays it up and in. Braden back. And all of a sudden, Ollie has a six-point lead. I think their biggest of the game thus far.
It is.
3:29 to go. Odell loses the dribble. Now is tied up. Possession arrow in favor of Olney.
Okay, that's...
Nope, in favor of the Indians. I stand correct. So it'll be Indian ball.
And I guess, but two of those led directly.
Inbound, his jumper right side off the mark. Rebounded by Hatton. Hatton will bring it up. Ball hawked by Marsh. Now to Duenas. Feeds it on the right baseline to Dunn, who makes a nice move. Has the ball blocked away by Marsh. Now to Toole. Long down court heave to Jones. Head into the hole. Jones lays it up. No good. A foul charged against the Tigers. Good outlet pass there by the Indians. And Jordan Jones at the line for Indian free throws.
That foul on Dakota Brown, his first, Olney's first.
Free throw up and in by Jones. 13-8.
4 points for Jordan here early.
Free throw up and in again. 13-9, 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. Across the timeline, Dakota Brown, left side on the wing to Flanagan. Now right side on the wing to Hatton against this zone as they work it on the perimeter. Here's Flanagan to Hatton. Thought about a three, goes to the baseline, puts it up for about 15. Well off the mark, rebounded by Jones. He'll bring it up himself across the timeline, left side dribble on the wing. Now in the left corner to March. Zeus tried to get to the baseline, feeds it in the middle to Winningham. Now O'Toole, right side of the lane, cut off by a double team, forces it up, has it blocked away by Hatton. Off to Flanagan, across the timeline he comes. Flanagan down with a jumper in the lane, off the back iron, no good. Nelms the rebound for the Indians. Pace quickens here. Nelms weaving through traffic, gets it to Winningham at the top of the key, and he's called for a travel. Traveled on the Indians, their fifth turnover. Here in the first quarter of play with 2:17 to go, 13-9, Olney. Here comes Braden Adams into the game, a 6'6", 220-pounder. They keep bringing size off the bench. Duenas is out for Olney. Here's Hatton on the dribble to Brown. Now left side to a new player in the game also, Chase Travis. He's just a freshman, 6'2 freshman. Top of the key to Hatton. Left side to Travis. Now back out front to Hatton. Travis lets a three-pointer go in and out. No good for the freshman. And Winningham the rebound. That ball went down and out. And the Indians trail by four with the ball. A minute 40 to go here in the opening quarter play. Jones deep in the right wing in the middle to Marsh, who lays it up and in. Nice cut to the hole and a nice pass. Jones to Marsh. And the Indians trail by two, 13-11, with a minute 24 to go here in the first quarter play. Fast-paced first quarter. Both these ball clubs wanting to get up and down. Hatton beating underneath to Dunn, who's wide open, but he missed the shot. Might have been bothered by Blaine Winningham, who is making his way toward him. Across the timeline, Jones. Marsh on the left wing, dribbles to the left baseline, cut off there. Now to the middle, feeds it to Toole. Toole underneath, finds himself open, lays it up and in. And a timeout wanted, 30-second break by Rob Flanagan on the People's State Bank scoreboard. With an Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout coming, 57.5 seconds to go, opening quarter. Lawrenceville 13, Olney 13. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Indian basketball on Light 103 brought your way by Citizens National Bank, Lawrenceville Banking Center, No Better Banking, by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. They have you covered head to toe. 54 seconds to go off the timeout. Olney and the Indians tied at 13. Ball stripped away by Toole. And now we have a foul on Skyler. Toole number 11. He's a 5'8 junior for the Tribe of Randy Bishop.
First foul on Toole. Second on the team. And another new player into the game is Reed Dahl for the Tigers.
Rob Flanagan digging into his bench deep here in the early going. 44 seconds to go, tied at 13. Indians now have gone man-to-man, and right around Toole and going to the glass was Dakota Brown, and he's fouled and will go to the line for free throws. Noah Wegger into the game for the Indians. Placing Blaine Winningham. First, Randy Bishop.
First foul on Wigger, third on the team.
Dakota Brown at the line, number 11 on his back. His free throw is up and in. 14-13, Tigers. 37 seconds to go here in this first quarter. Second free throw up and in. There's Duenas back in, replacing Brown. So they got size in there now with both Adams and Duenas into the game. Tool will bring it across the timeline. Ball hawked by Flanagan, knocks it away, and he reached in. No, they say Tool reached in as Flanagan knocked it away. Randy Bishop found that hard to believe. Is right in front of him over there.
I'll just say that was interesting. I did make some new friends before the game, though, Steve. The referees have never been here before. Bunch of nice guys.
Here is Braden Flanagan on the inbound. 15-13, Alney. 23 seconds to go. See if the Tigers play for a final shot of the quarter. Hatton out front with no pressure from Jones, so he just holds on to the ball. Dribbles between the circles. 13 seconds to go. 15-13. Hatton, they clear out one side of the floor for him, except for Marsh. Now Hatton, left side to Flanagan. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound tapped to Marsh. Zeus has the ball stripped away as the first quarter comes to an end. On the People's State Bank scoreboard after one quarter play here at the Basketball Capital Classic, Lawrenceville's Donnie Tigers 15, Lawrenceville Indians 13. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
15-13, Alney on top. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson here at the Basketball Capital Classic. Bill has a look at some of the first half shooting numbers.
Okay, Alney was 6 of 14, 1 out of 5 from three-point range. Lawrenceville 5 of 9, 1 of 1 from three-point range. Both teams 2 of 2 from the foul line, Steve.
Tigers with the ball after the quarter break. Leading by 2, Hatton in the lane. Left-handed jumper up and in from about 12. And it's a 17-13 lead for the Alney Tigers. Here's Marsh on the deep right wing, guarded by the big Duenas kid. Now to Winningham. Now to Marsh. Marsh tries to take the baseline, loses it out of bounds. Zeus, in his haste to make a move, just lost track of the basketball.
That's the sixth turnover on Lawrenceville, only yet to have one timeout called now.
Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout by Lawrenceville. 30-second break. It's 17-13 Alney. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
You already know that Citizens National Bank of Albion offers all the latest technologies in banking, like our new mobile wallets. But did you know you can use your mobile phone and even your fitness tracking devices to store your gym memberships, coupon codes, rewards programs, and of course your CMB Visa card, all stored on your mobile wallet? It's fast, secure, and efficient. Tap and pay, scan and go on your mobile or fitness device.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Indian Basketball on Light 103 WAKO brought your way in part by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Bridgeport, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, and by the Lawrence County Health Department, complete wellness, body, mind, and community. Off the timeout, Tigers with the ball, leading by 4, Flanagan to Duenas, back to Hatton, right corner to new player into the game. That's Reed Dahl. And there's the Indians getting a turnover. Here's Wager heading to the baseline, left side, and goes strong to the glass and is fouled by Duenas. And Noah Wager at the line for Indian free throws. Chance to eat into this 17-13, 4-point Alney lead. 7:02 to go, second quarter. Free throw on its way. Good.
That foul was on Duenas. It was his first. Just the second of the game for Olney. He finally has made a turnover also.
17-14 as Wager hit that free throw. Free throw on its way. Good again. 17-15. Olney by two. Looks like the Tribe. A little zone trapping pressure here. First time we've seen it here in this Capital Classic tournament. And Tigers work it across the timeline to Travis. And he feeds it to Dahl. Now back out front to Flanagan. There's Flanagan feeding it out to Hatton. Three-pointer on the way. Left side off the mark. No good. Winningham, good box out for the rebound. Outlet pass to Marsh. Zeus across the timeline on the right side. Dribble underneath. Wide open is Wager. Lays it up and in. Nice back cut by Noah Wager. And the Indians have tied the game at 17 with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Flanagan on the dribble between the circles. Right side to Dahl. Reed Dahl to Travis in the corner. Back out to Flanagan. Left side Hatton. Hatton on the baseline to the hole. His call for an offensive foul. He ran over the defender. Blaine Winningham stood right in there and took the charge.
Well, we saw the Indians make a lot of charges yesterday. They probably charged maybe 8 or 10 times throughout the two ball games. And finally, it's good to see him take a charging foul and get the turnover and have the basketball with a chance to take the lead.
Odell will bring it up against the defense of Braden Flanagan. Now to Marsh. Top of the key to Jones. Guarded out there by Hatton. Jones left side on the wing to Wager. Now to Winningham. Looks for a cutting Marsh. Ball knocked away. And the Indians had two men there, Wager and Marsh, and they knocked it away from each other and out of bounds. So a turnover on the try. Tied at 17. Dakota Brown across the timeline. Now the Indians back in the zone again. They feed it to the left side. Now underneath to Dunn. Dunn back out front to Brown. Brown cut off. Back out to Flanagan on the wing. Now right wing to Dunn. Shot up and in. Up and in by Duanis. Big guy. Looked good on the jumper in the lane. 19-17. Olney. 5:12 to go, second quarter. Wager double team. Back out front to Jones between the circles. Now Odell thought about a long three, but gets it to Wager. Left side to Zeus Marsh, who finds Wager cutting down the lane and lays it. Wager lays it up and in. Good passing there, and another good back cut by Noah Wager in the Indian motion offense under Randy Bishop.
6 points now for Wager, all in the second quarter.
19-19. Here's Hatton deep on the right wing. Back out front to Flanagan. In the middle to Roynas, left side to Brown. Back out front to Flanagan down the lane. Bumped and fouled on his way to the hoop. Braden Flanagan, a 5'10", 140-pound sophomore, killed the Indians over at Olney last year, Bill. Hit 7 threes in the Indian win over Olney. Our Indian loss to Olney at Ron Heron Gym. He was on fire. Long three-pointer by Hatton is up and in. You can't let him stand out there and set up. He's a set shooter. Three ball, and it's 22-19. Olney. Odell across the timeline. Ball hawked by Flanagan. Dribbles to the middle. Now right side on the wing to Winningham. Lane taking it to the baseline. Shot up off the side of the backboard. Rebounded by Duanis. Outlet pass to Flanagan. Right side. Leaves it right wing for Brown. Now feeds it in the middle to Duanis. And a foul charged on the Indians as they got the arm of the big guy trying to make an outlet pass. 3:58 to go, second quarter. 22-19. Olney on top. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson here at the Basketball Capital Classic Lawrenceville site.
Foul is on Winningham, his second. 6 on the Indians.
And to Duanis, and he lays it up and in off the inbound. Big guy was unimpeded right underneath the basket. Randy Bishop not happy about that. Now Flanagan takes it away. Feeds it to Hatton and scores. Flanagan made that happen with a good defense and feeding it off his backside to Hatton. Now we have a foul charged against the Tigers. Only putting on the pressure after that made basket.
Again, Steve, that's 8 turnovers on the Indians. which is not good, but three of those led directly to baskets, and that's killing him.
Here's Wager. His jumper good from the right side on the wing.
Nice hands, buddy.
26-21. Much needed Indian hoop there, only on a little spurt. Lead by five. Here's Brown on the wing, right side. Cross-court skip pass Hatton, left side. Underneath, they find Dunn. He missed the shot underneath. Sutton Dunn wide open. Missed the shot, rebounded by the Indians. Zeus Marsh on the left wing, deep. Zeus looking for somebody back cutting. Can't find anybody. Now finds Wager on the baseline, left side. Underneath the basket, an awkward angle. Puts it up, no good. Battle for the loose ball. Nelms flips it in, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Indian, I should say, Tiger ball. Good effort there by R.J. Nelms, but nobody really to throw it to except to the Tiger bench from that awkward position he was in. The Tigers have a five-point lead, 26-21, 2:49 to go here in the second quarter play. Flanagan, right side to Hatton on the wing, double team. Now Cale Powell into the game for the Indians. Dunn in the corner now to Flanagan. And a timeout wanted by Rob Flanagan. Going to be a 30-second break. Time now for an Amarillo Federal Credit Union timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Alney 26, Indians 21. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Indian basketball on Light 103 WAKO brought your way by Casey State Bank. Bank where you want, when you want, and how you want. And by Leggett Lumber and Hardware, everything you need to know for all your projects. Get it at Leggett. Inbounding is only off the timeout, leading by 5, 26-21. 2:33 to go, second quarter here at the Capital Classic. Flanagan down the lane, feeds it underneath. Nicely done to Zach Duenas. The big guy lays it in. Good assist from Flanagan. 28-21, a seven-point Alney lead. 2:18 to go, second quarter. Jones across the timeline on the dribble. Feeds it down low to Wager. Double team, forces it up, off glass and in. Noah Wager.
Double figures for Noah Wager, all in the second quarter, 10 points.
Aggressive off the bench. 28-23. Alney on top, a minute 58 to go, second quarter. They feed it down low to Duenas on the baseline. Now back out to Hatton, top of the key. Down the lane he comes, throws it up with the left hand, no good. Gets his own rebound and feeds it now underneath to Dunn, who lays it up and in. Sutton Dunn, a good assist there by Hatton. 30-23, a seven-point Alney lead. Minute 35 to go, second quarter. Here's Nelms to Marsh, left side on the wing, feeding now on the baseline to Wager. Back out front, but it's intercepted by Hatton. Intercepted by Hatton. Now off to Brown. Back to Hatton. He'll bring it across the timeline. Minute 15 to go. Right wing pass to Dahl. Left side to Flanagan. Down the lane he goes. Lays it up. No good. He called for a charge. Nelms standing in there. RJ taking that charge from Braden Flanagan. So it'll be Indian basketball with a minute 7 to go here in the second quarter play.
That foul was Flanagan's first. 5 on Alney. The Indians have 6.
Powell across the timeline for the Indians. On the deep right wing. Gives it to Jones. Jones dribbling to the baseline. Throws it up there and he's called for a charge. Jordan Jones was bound and determined to take that baseline. Despite the fact the man was there planted. He ran right over the top of him.
That's 2 fouls on Jordan Jones. Also, the Indians' 11th turnover. Indians now have 7 fouls, so Alney will be shooting bonus the last 50 seconds of this first half.
30-23, Tigers on top. 44 seconds to go. Top of the key to Brown. Oh, that's done, I'm sorry. Now to Flanagan. There's Duenas in the corner. Double team, throws it away. Jones stepping in and intercepting the pass. Brings it across the timeline. Here he is, Nelms, has the ball knocked away and stolen away by Flanagan. Flanagan to the other end, leaves it off, a shot up and in for Sutton Dunn. Turnover leads to a basket for Olney. 32-23, 9-point lead. Powell across the timeline on the dribble. Right wing, 9 seconds to go. Powell top of the key. Now to Jones. Jones top of the key, 3 seconds to go. Wager three-pointer off the mark, rebounded by Nelms. But it was too far underneath. Wouldn't have counted anyway. So that's the end of the first half here in this Basketball Capital Classic Game 2. At the end of one half on the People's State Bank scoreboard, Olney 32 and Lawrenceville 23. We'll be back with a halftime report to check on the stats of this game and a recap of the action in 4 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Sweet Teas and Sippin' in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sippin', is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sippin's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sippin'
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, of service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Time to get things squared away before winter. Fall fix-up continues at Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport. Windows, insulation, the weather stripping you need. Heat tape for insulated pipes. Don't let them bust. Upgrade and fix up for the holidays. Make your house look nicer and keep it warmer for the holidays. Make your guests feel right at home. Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport. And just like everybody says, you can get it at Leggett.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bo's can bring you?
Yes, and Bo's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to some Bluetooth, and my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the game.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
Back here at Lawrenceville High School Basketball Capital Classic. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson alongside. We're at halftime of Game 2 of the Session 3. And it's Olney leading the Lawrenceville Indians 32-23. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Larry Bob's Pizza halftime report. Bill has a look at some of the first half numbers.
Got all kinds of stats here, Steve, to talk about. Shooting-wise, the Indians are doing okay. They're 9 out of 15. That's 56%. That's pretty good. I guess the problem is they've only taken 15 shots. Olney is 14 out of 25 from the floor. That would be 56%. Three-pointers, the Indians are 1 of 2, Olney 2 of 7. Neither team has missed a free throw here this afternoon. The Indians are 4 of 4 at the foul stripe. Olney 2 of 2. On the boards, the Indians are holding their own also. They have out-rebounded Olney here in this first half, 12-6. Zeus Marsh leading the way with 4 rebounds for the Indians. Probably the biggest stat is the turnovers. The Indians have turned it over 12 times, Olney just 4. And the thing about those 12 turnovers, Steve, is 4 of them have led directly to Olney baskets, easy layups. So 12 turnovers is a killer in and of itself, but when you get the opponent's 4 easy baskets like that, well, it's just going to be hard to overcome. And you, if you can see, we're down 9 points, and 8 of those points have been accounted for on basically gimme layups. For the Tigers, Brent Hatton leads the way. He has scored 10 points in the first half. Sutton Dunn has made 4 of 8 shots and has 8 points. Dakota Brown has 6. 4 for Flanagan, all those coming in the first quarter. For the Indians, Noah Wager leads the way. He scored all 10 of the Indians' points in the second quarter. Noah has 10 off the bench. He's 4 of 6 from the floor, 2 of 2 from the foul line. Other scoring, Jones has 5 points for the Indians. Skylar Toole has a basket. Marsh has 4 points here in the first half. And Winningham also has a basket. So Olney leads at 32-23 at the half. And again, 12 turnovers have really hurt the Indians.
All right, we'll take this break. Come back, talk more about this game and the Basketball Capital Classic. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Bo's Pizza can spice your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson, Basketball Capital Classic action. Game 2 of Session 3 here at Lawrenceville. Olney Tigers 32, Lawrenceville Indians 23. In case you're just joining us, in the opener, Fairfield made their way to the championship game. They'll represent the Lawrenceville site here tonight in the title tilt at 8 o'clock. They will face the Teutopolis Wooden Shoes. Fairfield won 71-63, but not without a fight in overtime over Salem. So they finished 3-0 at this site. It's the only thing we know for sure is that Teutopolis will play Fairfield for the championship at 8 o'clock tonight.
Now suppose this holds, Steve, and only wins this game. That would put the Indians in the 7th, 8th place game?
They would play at 3:30.
Okay. So who would play at 5 in the 5th
place?
Well,
there's a tiebreakers are involved.
I see. It'll be a free throw percentage would determine that tiebreaker. But it would be Salem or Olney. And since Salem beat Olney yesterday, I would think that would be the first tiebreaker, and then Olney would play for third and Salem for fifth.
All right, just about ready for the second half of action. This has been the halftime report brought your way by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Bob's Pizza. We're back in 30 seconds with the second half. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Ready for the second half. Indians will have the ball. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson here at the Capitol Classic. 32-23 Olney. Indians having trouble getting it in, but they do to Odell on the right baseline. His shot is up short. Rebounded by Braden Flanagan of the Tigers. Quickly across the timeline in the corner. Here's Brown, a three. No good. Dakota Brown missed from the left corner. Three ball. Indians with the rebound. Noah Wager. Yeah, that good second quarter in the game. Here's Odell in the corner. His three-pointer on the way. Off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Duenas. Zach Duenas, the 6'8", 165-pounder for Olney. Here's Hatton in the middle. Goes to the baseline. Now feeds it to Dunn. His shot, left side, no good. But Olney gets the loose ball rebound. Here's a fall away by Flanagan. He's hacked and fouled. And will go to the line. Most likely for Olney free throws. Yep, he will. He was in the act of shooting. Braden Flanagan at the line.
Foul on Odell, his first, team's first of the second half.
Flanagan's free throw up and in.
10-point lead, biggest of the game for the Tigers.
33-23. Free throw on its way. Good again by Flanagan. 34-23. 7:17 to go, third quarter. Jones signals a play as he brings it up. Guarded by Hatton and the man-to-man by Olney. Right side bounce pass in the corner to Odell. Odell back out to Marsh, top of the key. Feeds it underneath now to Winningham. Hook shot up and in. An old-fashioned hook. Don't see that much in high school basketball or any basketball these days.
Looks like Kareem Jabbar.
34-25, Winningham with the hoop for the Indians. Hatton on the deep left wing. Top of the key to Dunn. Now they feed it down low to Duenas. Guarded by Winningham. Duenas now to Dunn. Dunn to Hatton. Hatton off to Brown. Dakota Brown off to Hatton on the deep left wing. Hatton heading to the glass. And he's popped and fouled on his way to the hoop. Foul charged against the Indians.
Jordan Jones, third foul. Second on the Indians. Here in the second half, a minute and a half in.
Jones with three, still stays in the game. Free throw up and in by Hatton. Brent Hatton. Now he'll come out, replaced by R.J. Nelms in the Indian lineup. 35-25, Olney by 10. Just underway here in the third quarter.
So Olney's already shot more free throws here in the third quarter, Steve, in a minute and a half. They've shot three, coming up on four, and they only shot two in the first half.
Second free throw by Hatton up and in, 36-25.
They haven't missed any of them. They're six out of six.
Man-to-man pressure by Olney. Indians get it to Winningham. Blaine brings it across the timeline, looks for a guard to get it to. Finds Wager on the right wing. Now back out front to Nelms. RJ right side to Marsh. Emerged from Zeus this afternoon, scoring-wise. There's Skyler Toole into the game. They feed it down low to Winningham. It's knocked away and stolen away by Dunn. Telegraph pass there, and the Indians turn it over. Top of the key, Hatton. Hatton's jumper is up. No good. Off the mark and out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. Indian basketball, 5:55 to go, third quarter, 36-25. Skyler Toole will bring it across the timeline. On the dribble left side. Now to deep corner to Wager. Tries to take the baseline. Cut off there by Hatton. Now Winningham's 12-footer is no good. Right side of the lane. Rebounded by Flanagan of Alney. Flanagan, the ball knocked away. Loose ball. Scramble for it. Winningham saves it to Toole. Toole to Wager. Wager left side. Backs it out now on the wing. Waits for his teammates. And the Indians set up a play. Here's Powell to Toole. Top of the key to Marsh. Down low to Winningham. Bounce pass to him. And we have a held ball. Possession arrow in favor of Alney.
So Alney just turned it over for the fifth time a minute ago. That's now 14 turnovers on the Tribe.
36-25. Indians trail here. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Basketball Capital Classic. Hatton. Right side on the wing to Brown. Brown now to Dunn. To Flanagan. They go to Hatton on the baseline. Spins against Wager. And Noah knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball underneath their own hoop. Good defense there by Noah Wager against Hatton on the baseline. And it comes to Dunn. He's double-teamed. Flanagan open for a long three. Off the mark, no good. Wager sweeps the boards for the Indians. Outlet pass to Marsh, but Flanagan takes it away and knocks it off Marsh out of bounds. Smart play there by Braden Flanagan and an Indian turnover. End of the game, number 22, Chase Travis. Saw him earlier in the game, a freshman. 6'2", 150-pound freshman for Rob Flanagan. 4:35 to go, third quarter, 36-25. Here's Flanagan, top of the key to Dunn, right side on the wing to Brown. Brown, top of the key, Duenas at the high post. Right, left side on the wing to Travis. He goes to the baseline, shot up no good, out of bounds. Off of, however, Noah Wager, but a good defense that time.
Well, Travis isn't afraid to put it up there for a freshman. He fired up a three-pointer right away when he got in there in the first half and then made a nice drive to the basket, tried to get a shot off, but kind of got blocked out of his way. So he's 0-2 tonight, but clearly fearless.
Wager out and Jones in for the Indians. 4:15 to go, third quarter. Flanagan down the lane. His shot is no good, but he was hacked and fouled on his way to the hoop, and he'll have free throws coming up. Braden Flanagan, as we mentioned, a sophomore, coach's son, heady ball player.
That was Blaine Winningham's third foul.
Free throw up and in.
Three on the team here in the second half.
And every time we seem to look up, Blaine has three on him, doesn't he? Man.
Been a rep tournament in that regard.
Free throw up and in. 38-25, a 13-point lead. Indians could use a hoop here. Jordan Jones across the timeline, guarded by Travis, the freshman, on the dribble between the circles. Now cut off there, right side to Powell on the wing. Powell guarded by Brown in the man-to-man, left side to Jones. Left corner to Marsh underneath. There he is, a shot up and in by Cale Powell. Powell able to free himself up under the basket.
First basket for Cale today.
38-27, Alney by 11. Tarrant Travis off to Duenas, leaves it out front. Now for Brown, Brown off the screen, heads to the hole, lays it up and in. Dakota Brown, veteran senior. And it's 40-27, a 13-point lead. Toole, top of the key, now right side to Powell. Powell on the dribble against the defense of Brown. Left side to Marsh. Zeus's 18-footer left side off the mark, no good, but he was hacked on the arm by Sutton Dunn of Alney.
Question is that a two or a three?
There's a two.
Two.
Who's inside the arc?
Marsh's first time to the foul line today. He's got 4 points. He's made two out of four shots.
Zeus. Free throw on its way, and no good off the front iron. And the Indians miss a free throw. Chance for 3 points.
First miss for either team from the foul line today.
Zeus will have another. On its way and good. 40-28, a 12-point Alney lead. 3:11 to go, third quarter of play. Brown across the timeline to Hatton, looking for a screen, top of the key, can't find it. Now to Dunn. Brown on the deep right wing, looks for a screen. Ball knocked away by Marsh, scramble for it. And Brown able to save it to Duenas. And now back to Brown, who'll bring it across the timeline. So we have a new player in the game. That's like Logan Williams, shot up and in. Backdoor play as they went to Hatton. And he cut to the basket, got the pass, and laid it in. 42-28, Alney. Shot in the corner is off the mark, no good by the Indians. Logan Williams, the 6-foot junior, into the lineup. Now at the other end, Travis is hacked and fouled. Blaine Winningham right there. That might be number four on him. 2:22 to go here in the third quarter play.
It is his fourth.
At the line, Chase Travis. His free throw is on its way and off, no good. Score remains 42-28. Wager is in for Winningham. Logan Williams, first time we've seen him in this tournament, I do believe. Free throw on its way, no good. Rebounded by Dunn, but he came over the back. So it'll be Indian basketball.
Only people are growling about that one, but when you go over someone like back like that, I think it's a foul. Second foul on Dunn. Just two on the Tigers here after halftime.
Tyler Toole behind the back dribble against Travis. Across the timeline, right side to Williams on the wing. Top of the key to Marsh. Zeus, right side to Toole, thought about a long three. And we have a bumping foul charged on Alney. I think it's on Travis. Stops the clock with 2:06 to go here in the third quarter.
First foul on Travis, three on the Tigers after halftime.
Duenas out for Alney, Adams in. And it comes to Marsh deep in the right wing. Actually, right corner. Now right wing pass to Toole and the right corner to Jones. Jones on the dribble. Baseline to Marsh. Zeus spins to the middle. Double team. Throws it up there wildly. No good. Long rebound comes to Alney. Alney with numbers at the other end. Travis will lay it up and in. Up and in by Travis. Now a little officials calming some players down there for both teams. 44-28, a minute 40 to go, third quarter. Indians trailing by 16. There's the ball knocked away by Travis again. Two-on-one break. Heads to the hole, throws it up, no good. Rebound battle for, knocked away. Marsh with the rebound. Now the Indians with a break at the other end. Wager, left side of the lane. Shot is too hard off glass. And the rebound goes out of bounds off of a Tiger. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Connor Odell into the game, replacing Skyler Toole for the Indians. Toole's been nursing a hammy from football. So he's limping a little bit as he takes a seat at the bench. Minute 10 to go. 44-38 on. He in the middle. Marsh, a nice move to the hole, but he couldn't get it to fall. And now a rebound foul on Alney. Noah Wager nicely getting position inside there. Indians inbound underneath their own hoop. Minute four to go, third quarter. And it comes to Marsh, back out on the left wing to Odell. Odell, right side to Wager. Top of the key to Jones. Left side to Marsh on the wing. Zeus lets it go from about 18. Off the mark, no good. And Brown sweeps the boards for Alney. 47 seconds to go, third period. Tigers leading 44-28. There's a backdoor cut on the baseline, up and in. Indians napping on defense, 46-28. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Odell down the lane, and a blocking foul charged on Alney. Hunter Odell, smallest guy on the floor, trying to make his way to the baseline, to the basket. Was hammered. He'll go to the line for Indian free throws.
Third foul on Dakota Brown.
Free throw on its way and no good by Odell. Wabash General Hospital people you know, helping people you love, bringing Indian basketball, along with the Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, their family serving your family. Another one coming up for Connor O'Dell here to try to eat into this 46-28 Alney lead. Free throw up, no good. Rebound is controlled by Dunn of Alney. Off to Flanagan across the timeline. See if they go for one here. 23 seconds to go, leading 46-28. Travis on the dribble, leaves it off for Dunn. Top of the key. Got it out there by Williams. Actually, that's Jared Winkles into the game. 6'2 junior. New player in the game. First time seeing him in this tournament. Shot in the lane is no good by Travis. And the quarter comes to a close. At the end of three here at the Basketball Capital Classic, Lawrenceville site. It's the Alney Tigers, 46. Lawrenceville Indians, 28. Back with the final period in a minute on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Again, 46-28. Alney, this is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Folks Hair Studio reminds you the holidays are getting closer every day. You need to look your best. Folks Hair Studio's got you covered. Hair styling, deep conditioning, explore all the new colors. Get a mani, a pedi. Let Folks Hair Studio get you looking good. Hey, need a great gift idea? A Folks Hair Studio gift certificate from Folks Hair Studio. Just Google Folks Hair Studio. North of the square, Folks Hair Studio will tease to please.
Back here at LHS, ready for the fourth quarter. Indians trailing 46-28 with the ball. Here's O'Dell. Left side to Parkman. Damon Parkman into the lineup for the first time this season for the Indians. Been dealing with a football injury. There he is now with the ball on the left wing. Looks down low, trying to find Winningham. Does get it to him. Right side to Marsh. Three-pointer by Zeus. Off the mark and the rebound controlled by Alney. Now we have a foul charged against the Tigers. The far end, so it'll be Indian basketball. 7:38 to go in the game. And it comes to Marsh, feeding underneath to Parkman. Shot blocked away by Duanis. Gets his own rebound, up and in. Parkman with the basket. Damon Parkman. He is a 6-foot junior, number zero on his back. Right side pass is out of bounds. Air on the Tigers. Braden Flanagan out, and in comes Dakota Brown to replace him.
Just the sixth turnover on Alney. The Indians have 16. Steve Alney up, scored the Indians.
And now 17. Here's Travis stealing it, getting it underneath to Brown, knocked out of bounds by Parkman.
Yeah, the Indians are outscored 14-5 in that third quarter. Alney's kind of put it away.
And it comes to Brown on the baseline to the hole. Lays it up. No good, but he was hammered. And will go to the line for free throws. Dakota Brown at the line for Alney. 7:12 to go in the game. Indians trying to notch a win here in the Capital Classic. They are down by 16. Free throw up and in by Brown, Dakota Brown. Wager in and Jones out for Randy Bishop, searching for some sort of combination to get things done. Free throw up and in. 48-30, 18-point lead. It's Parkman across the timeline on the dribble, picked up by Travis. Goes to the left baseline, feeds underneath to Winningham, fakes, shoots, scores. Lane Winningham on a nice pass from Parkman. 48-32.
6 points now for Blaine.
6:56 to go in the game. Hatton on the deep left wing. Looks for a screen top of the key from Dunn. Now to Duanis. To Brown back out front to Dunn. Right side to Travis on the wing. Looks for a screen. On the dribble between a double team. Now back out to Dunn. To Duanis at the high post. And Alney will set up a play. They're on top by plenty. 6:30. Don't have to be in any hurry. Here's high post to Dunn. Hatton down the lane. Puts it up with the left hand. No good. Rebounded up and in by Duanis. Nobody blocked out. And Duanis at 6'8", able to get in there without a body being laid on him. 50-32. And a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 6:13 to go in the game. People's State Bank scoreboard reads Alney 50, Lawrenceville 32. Back in 30 seconds. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Back here at the Basketball Capital Classic, I'm Steve Anderson. Indian Basketball brought your way by Larry Bolt's Pizza of Lawrenceville, famous for the delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about one now or after the game?
943-2612.
There's the number. Also by Bill Dobson Ford. Come find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal. Indians off the timeout. Parkman left side, bumped and fouled by Travis of Alney on his way to the hoop. 6:05 to go in the game. And at the line, Damon Parkman for the Indians. Free throw on its way, and good. 50-33, Indians down by 17. And a free throw coming up here for Parkman. On its way, no good off the front iron. Rebounded by Hatton. Off now to Brown across the timeline to Hatton. Hatton deep on the wing. Alney spreads the floor, looking for the backdoor cut. They move it side to side. Well coached. In the middle now, wide open is Duanis, who lays it up and in. They spread you out, look for the open man. And it was Duanis at 6'8 in the middle. 52-33. Parkman's fall away is good. Left side of the lane. Damon Parkman playing well off the bench. 52-35. Down the lane. They lob it underneath to Duanis. Back out front to Travis at the top of the key. Now Alney will go back and set up an offensive set. Dakota Brown feeding it to high post to Duanis. Duanis leaves it for Hatton. Hatton in the corner to Brown. On the baseline, his jumper is up and in from about 17 feet. Go to Brown. 54-35, 5 minutes to go in the game. Marsh, right side, feeds it to Parkman, top of the key. Now back to Marsh. Zeus, deep on the right wing. Cross-court skip pass to Odell on the left wing. Odell on the dribble, goes to the baseline, feeds it in the middle, but right to Hatton. Hatton with the steal. Back out front to Brown. 4:35 to go in the game. 54-35, Alney in control. Alney about to go 2-1 in this tournament. Feed it to the high post. Now backdoor cut. Hatton lays it up and in. Nice play there. Pass inside. A bounce pass to the cutter. Hatton. And it's 56-35. Alney getting set to send some bench players in here. Parkman in the lane. Shot is partially blocked. Rebounded by Winningham. Partially blocked by Duanis. And Travis with a loose ball. 4 minutes to go in the game. Across the timeline he comes. Right side dribble. Out to Dunn. To Brown. And Alney will set up a play. They go to Duanis. High post. Now the backdoor cut. Up and in. Alney schooling the Indians on the backdoor cuts. Here in this game, they have killed him. Long jumper by Odell off the mark, and the ball fought for. Marsh has it, lays it up and in. Zeus with a basket. Hasn't had many here in this game. compared to other games.
Got seven.
Seven tonight. Points. 58-37, 3:25 to go in the game. Colony on top here. Here is Brown out front, Dakota Brown, right side to Dunn. To Travis, looks for a screen on the left wing, back out to Brown. Now to Hatton on the high post. Hatton, left side to Dunn. Dunn on the dribble, jumper top of the key, off the mark, no good. And Parkman with a foul, trying to block out. So heading to the line will be an Alney Tiger. Nope, they're going to inbound underneath their own hoop.
Yeah, it's only six fouls on the Indian.
Duanis out. Duanis, I should say. And Adams in for Alney. Zach Duanis, 6'8", 165-pound sophomore. And he comes to Brown. He just takes the baseline, lays it up and in. Went right past Powell down the baseline and in.
Yeah, Duanis does have 8 points tonight, Steve. He's not missed a shot. He's 4 out of 4.
Powell off to Parkman on the deep left wing. Top of the key now. The ball slapped away by Dunn. Dunn to the basket, lays it up and in. Sutton Dunn with a hoop. 62-37. Indians trailing by 25. Here's Parkman, jumper left side off the mark. And the loose ball rebound to Reed Dahl. A timeout wanted by Rob Flanagan. Just so he can get substitutes in with 2:26 to go in the game firmly in hand. Indian basketball brought your way by Ambrose Federal Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of Ambrose Federal Credit Union. The Best Way Express, if you have a Class A CDL, call 833-BESTWAY today. Your truck driving career is waiting.
Steve, I got to say, the games at this site, this tournament this year, have been pretty good. This is the biggest blowout we've seen of the six games. We've had a couple go to overtime. They've all been very competitive right up to this game.
Yes, I would agree. 2:25 to go here in the contest, 62-37. Again, we'll have action from this site coming up later on this afternoon and evening. Stay around and we'll find out exactly what's going to happen before we go off the air here. Looks like the Indians are going to be playing at 3:30. We can pencil that in, can't we, Bill?
Yes, in the seventh place game.
Another year of playing for seventh. Disappointing for the Indians. I thought they had a chance maybe to do something at this site. Now, wholesale substitutions for Randy Bishop. Williams in, Winkles in, and those are the only two real new players, Powell and Williams, and Wager and Winningham out there have all played earlier.
A couple new players for Alney, Chance Hinton and Cole Lambert.
Braden Williams at the high post. Here is Hinton on the dribble, guarded by Williams. Hinton in the, throws it up. From the free throw line, no good. Rebound brought down by Winningham. Blaine with the ball, brings it across the timeline himself. 2 minutes to go. Long jumper, good. A three ball by Powell. Top of the key. Now Nelms in for Wager for the Indians. Long three ball by K.O. Powell. 62-40, a 22-point Alney lead. Cole Lambert on the baseline. Try to feed it through. It's intercepted by Winkles. Off to Powell. Powell on the right side to Winningham. Blaine goes to the baseline. And he's bumped and fouled. And will probably head to the line for free throws. With a minute 37 to go in the game. All that really remains to be determined. The final score, 62-40 right now. Alney on top. Lane Winningham at the line. Free throw on its way and good.
First free throw attempt for Blaine Winningham tonight. He's got 7 points now.
6'3 junior, number 33 on his back. Free throw on its way, good again. He'll come out. Toole is in for the Indians. 62-42, a 20-point Olney lead, a minute 35 to go in the game. Across the timeline comes Lambert. Lambert picked up by Powell. Leaves it off out front for Hinton. Hinton guarded by Williams. Now they feed it down low to Adams on the baseline. In the corner, shot up and no good. That was by Hinton. Rebounded by the Indians. Powell to Williams to the baseline. Shot up, no good. And he's called for a charge. Charging foul on Williams for the Indians. Logan Williams, the 6-foot junior, with a minute 9 to go in the game. Tigers getting some more substitutes in there. Big number 50, Trey Zudi, 6'3", 225-pounder. Nope, he's not going to be able to come in yet. He's got to go report in. Then you can come in. He is really anxious to get in there. He went right off the bench, into the game, Bill. Unfortunately, you do have to report in.
Yeah, you can't do that. The mini circles, they get you in trouble many times.
It's not a hockey game.
No.
Let's go. 62-42. Here is a drive down the lane. There he is, the aforementioned Trey Zudi, as the ball knocked away by Winkles out of bounds. It'll be Olney ball. Well, off of Zudi. So it'll be Indian basketball with 50 seconds to go in the game. No suspense, 62-42, Olney. Here is Williams on the wing. Top of the key to Tool. Nelms on the baseline, right side, lays it up and in. R.J. Nelms with the basket. 35 seconds to go in the game, 62-44. Lambert across the timeline on the dribble. Down the lane, shot blocked away. That was Brooks Julian with a leather sandwich being handed out to him. Williams, top of the key. His three-pointer is over the backboard. It'll be Olney ball with 15.3 seconds to go in the game. 62-44. Another substitute in for Olney. Hayden Laughlin, 6'245-pound sophomore. Also in there is Ethan Rogers, 6 foot, 135-pound sophomore.
Out of space on my score sheet.
And it comes. And across the timeline comes Ethan Rogers. Ball knocked away, stolen away by the Indians. Here's Powell. His jumper top of the key. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Olney. And that's the final score. As the buzzer sounds, 62 for Olney on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 44 for Lawrenceville. So the Indians at 0-3 will play for seventh place. That will be at 3:30 this afternoon. And we'll wait to find out. Wait to find out who it is. I think they said Mount Carmel. Wait officially here. While we do that and wait for the announcement of the games, and we'll wrap this up. We'll go to the post-game show. Again, the final on the People's State Bank scoreboard. It was Olney 62, Lawrenceville 44. Back in 3 minutes with the post-game show. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Thank you.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, of service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Olney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the primary care clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Olney.
What bank is paying you 2.82% APY on a 30-month CD? Citizens National Bank of Albion, that's who. Does your bank? Visit our customer service representatives today in Albion, Olney, Crossville, Mount Airy, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville for more details. Annual percentage yield effective as of October 2nd, 2018. Penalty may apply for early withdrawal. Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC.
This is Chantel at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. You know Bill Dobson Ford is a place to go for quality, technology, and integrity of Ford. But it's also the place to go for a great selection of used cars, services, tires, alignments, and maintenance. So whether you're in need of a vehicle or you have a vehicle with needs, Bill Dobson Ford will treat you like family. Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com. Call 254-F-O-R-D.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School Basketball Capital Classic, time for the postgame show. Postgame show brought your way by Hoax Hair Studio. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Lawrenceville Indians absorb their third loss here in the Basketball Capital Classic, beaten by the Olney Tigers by a score of 62-44. Game one was a thriller. It was Fairfield outlasting Salem, 71-63 in overtime. So once again, here are the games that will conclude the championship session here at Lawrenceville. At 3:30, it'll be the Indians against Mount Carmel. You can hear that game right here on Light 103. And following that, it'll be the Red Hill Salukis playing for fifth against the Salem Wildcats. That'll be on the Legend, 99.3 FM and AM 910. Ryan Seed, Rob McKinley will have the call of that action. Then at 6:30, the championship, 6:30, the third place game, I should say. It's Marshall against Olney at 6:30. And then for first place, the two unbeatens, 3-0 to Autopolis, 3-0 Fairfield. Those games will not be on either of our stations, the third place game or the first place game. We will have the seventh and fifth place games, starting with the Indians against Mount Carmel at 3:30 this afternoon. Bill Richardson's alongside, busily figuring up the final numbers on this game.
Well, I've got some scoring and some miscellaneous information, Steve. Olney led this game just 15-13 after a quarter. They were up 32-23 at halftime, though outscored the Indians 17-10 in that second quarter. Stretched the lead to 48-28 after three quarters. Both teams scored 16 points in that fourth quarter, giving Olney the win 64-44. For the victorious Olney Tigers, two players shared the scoring lead. Dakota Brown had 14 points, as did Brent Hatton. 12 points for Sutton Dunn, 8 points each for Duanis and Flanagan, giving them 56 points among their five starters. That's pretty good. The only points off the bench for the Tigers came from Chase Travis, who finished with six. Noah Wager was the only Indian in double player. Only Indian player in double figures. He finished with 10 points, scored all those points in the second quarter. 8 points for Blaine Winningham, 7 points for Zeus Marsh, 5 for Powell, 5 for Parkman, 2 each for R.J. Nelms and Skylar Toole. Odell, Williams, Winkles all played, did not score. So the Indians are off to an 0-3 start. Try again tonight, 5:30, Mount Carmel. They're a little bit depleted. It's a game the Indians could win. In fact, I'll go on record and say that I'll be disappointed if they don't.
Wow. Going on record already here. Three games into the year, Bill's already going on record with regard to an Indian win. All right, we'll be back and wrap this up. We are going to be back on the air at 3:30, so we're going to wrap up here real quick. I don't see Indian head coach Randy Bishop around anywhere. So we'll be take a break, be back, wrap this up. Listening to Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Pokes Hair Studio reminds you the holidays are getting closer every day. You need to look your best. Pokes Hair Studio's got you covered. Hair styling, deep conditioning, explore all the new colors. Get a mani, a pedi. Let Pokes Hair Studio get you looking good. Hey, need a great gift idea? A Pokes Hair Studio gift certificate from Pokes Hair Studio. Just Google Pokes Hair Studio. North of the Square, Pokes Hair Studio will tease to please.
All right, we're back here on the Hoax Hair Studio post-game show. Time now for our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Bill, who do you like?
I'm going to go with Noah Wager this game, Steve. He scored all 10 of his points in the second quarter, was the only Indian double figures. He had a pretty solid quarter, if not a solid ball game all the way around. He finished with 10 points. He hit 4 out of 7 shots, grabbed 3 rebounds while he was in there, was 2-2 at the foul line. Noah Wager, the Bill Dobson Tough Ford Player of the Game.
All right, that's going to wrap it up from here on the Hoax Hair Studio post-game show. Hope you enjoyed the action, which we had better news for you. Unfortunately, the Indians lose to the Olney Tigers, 62-44, go winless at this site. And maybe tonight, or maybe this afternoon, actually, for the Indians, maybe they'll win at 3:30. They'll take on Mount Carmel. That'll be our next broadcast here on Light 103, to be followed by the Salukis and Salem on the Legend. So, Bill, we'll see you back here later on this afternoon.
Thanks, Steve. Always a pleasure.
Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco Studios. That's been Gil T. Wilson. Thanks to you for listening. Wish we had better news again, but the Indians cannot find the win column. They lose 62-44 to Olney. Steve Anderson, saying so long from LHS.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader WAKO Light 103, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball, brought to you all season long here on Light 103, WAKO. Lawrenceville, Vincennes.